What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
All right, folks. Big episode of The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Nice, long episode of The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Before anything, we're back to it. We want another plaque. Let's keep the subscribers coming in. You can like, you can comment, but certainly please smash that subscribe button for the whole community here. 5 seconds to do so. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Smash that subscribe button, and let's get into the show.
We had some technical difficulties, but let's go back to the Stairmaster. Yeah, Stairmaster is a different one. I'm still trying to sweat out that Shake Shack day, man. That was, let me tell you something, man. Because I was hungover. That was the first, like, solid hangover I've had in a long time after the UFC. And I know Pops was feeling the same thing, man. That was, and then it just got fucking crazy up
in there. Are we free to talk about what happened before Shake Shack, or are we not free to talk about what happened before Shake Shack?
I think we should talk about it. Yeah,
you should laugh.
The gluttony.
It's not really funny though. It's not really like funny. It's
it's no. Quite humorous.
Like, it's funny, but it's really like, I have never felt fatter in my life than after Sunday, bro. Never. Joe, by the way, at your house, no disrespect, your house is very comfortable. I'm very comfortable there. I was so fucking full and fat. I must have slept maybe 15 minutes the whole night, if that. I was rolling back and forth. I could not get comfortable. I felt the worst I've ever felt in my life. So go ahead, Bob. Why don't you say what you did before?
You slept fine.
I slept like a baby because we didn't eat like that.
Yeah,
I couldn't
sleep.
We
ate like against the. It's not nothing against the accommodations.
No, it's strictly against Bob. Strictly against Bob.
Yeah,
he said his feet were swollen.
My feet were fat. You couldn't see veins in my feet. They were fat. You know how you got those veins on the top of your feet? They were gone. Yeah, feet were just fat.
We after the UFC, we had a Shake Shack deal. So the Shake Shack was coming, but just for a little starter, because they backed up. The Shake Shack was coming in too late, so we did KFC out of the gate. Who, by the way, as much as I'm Team Arby's, KFC's honey mustard, that was the first time I've ever had that honey mustard. Oh, are they doing something good there? But I think Petey said something pretty interesting about KFC. It's the top place in regards to hit or miss. KFC is either going to be really just underwhelming or just overwhelmingly good. And it was a brutal, brutal day. But that is so true about KFC. You just don't know what KFC you're getting.
Yeah, it's when it's good, it's so good.
Yeah,
and when it's bad, man, it's bottom tier. Like you can have some places, fast food or whatever. Like, if it's not good, it's like you can still get away with it if it's not made great. KFC, if it's not done right, it's really bad. But when it's done good, oh my God, it hits. So
I think
hard.
You could throw White Castle into that family of fast food. White Castle either smacks or it's fucking, it's like eating a rat burger.
But
it's
Mikey,
disgusting.
You're hanging on to White Castle. You got to realize for the rest
I'm not of who's hanging on to White Castle? What the fuck? I'm hanging on to White Castle. That is absurd.
It's a dying breed.
Who's holding on to it, though?
It is, because it's such a Jersey thing. Like, a lot of people don't.
I didn't know that. I but hand up, though. I did not know White. You guys don't have White Castle in Florida?
No.
Okay,
no.
I did not know. I did not know that. I did not know.
Dead.
Okay. It, you know what? It maybe it should be dead, to be honest.
It went out with the movie, man. Harold and Kumar.
That was a good movie.
People who made that movie went to high school with.
Really?
That's
the Kumar brothers.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Went to high school. They went to Randolph High School. You can look that up.
See, now that seems like a guy that you would have been in with, Bob. I'm surprised that you weren't in with him.
They were way older than me. They were even older than my brother's sister. So I guess I didn't go to high school with them, but they went to my same high school.
Okay.
They're also
not the Kumar
brothers. I don't know exactly what their name is, but but they did go to Randolph High School. The if Kumar you look at that. Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the that's one of the few movie sequels that were better than the original. The Guantanamo Bay was even better. Yeah, it
was good. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty so funny.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you got like Terminator 2, Godfather 2, and then Harold and Kumar, Guantanamo
Home
Bay.
Alone.
Home Alone 2. Yeah, Home Alone 2. Yep, Mikey, very good. Very
know,
good.
I know I've mentioned this on the show before, but like it doesn't get talked about enough that Joe can recite Home Alone without a script, word for word, the entire
The first
movie.
One or the second one or both?
First
no, one. No, not the second one. The first one.
Like you that's
Dom could do that also.
Really?
Recite the entire movie start to finish?
Probably. He does that with several movies that he's just watch on repeat over and over. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look, yeah. If there's going to be a guy who doesn't doubt Dom, it's going to be me. I mean,
so, Dom Joe, you could still to this day, Joe, you could do
well, it? Well, no, I have to play it. Like, while it's playing on, okay. I'll miss a couple lines here, but I'm pretty verbatim.
So you're like a Shakespearean theater actor, so you see the scene, and you know that that's like the cue for the certain line. Like it'll jog the memory. Like if you see Uncle Frank walk in the room, you'll know the line.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm very good. In that regard, I'm very terrible in almost everything else in my life, but in that regard, I'm very good. My confidence is shot these days.
You're a great father. Great father.
Well, that's what
great husband. Great husband. A great husband.
That's what I'll take to the grave with me. But right now, my confidence has never been lower. I am walking through, like the graveyard of golf hell right now. I cannot
get into him.
I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's happening. How is that possible?
Well, Mike, we started the hater series.
This guy was shooting in the '70s last year when I played.
I know.
He shot 78 at a fucking Lynx course.
I said,
you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens.
Bob, don't you dare blame that kid.
Not the kid. Okay. I'll tell you what happened.
His kid, because you know he could be like, I had the kid, I can't go out as much.
Well,
you know
no, I, mean? I definitely don't golf as much, but I'll tell you what happened. This is what happened, because the guy on the top left of my screen anyways, when there's something in the world that he desires, it just comes to fruition. So I was getting better at golf, and he turned to me one day, and he goes, you know, this is not good for like the channel. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're getting good. Like, we need you to be bad. And the universe has heard him now, Michael. And I have now completely spiraled beyond oblivion. I've never been worse. And he's getting more blow up videos. And now it's just like,
it's got to be bad, because I saw he tweeted like yesterday for the first time in like forever. He tweets out like, I need lessons, and the thing went fucking nuclear. I saw it had like a quarter million views.
I said to him, I was like, do you realize how much engagement you're doing right now? He's like, is that good?
Yeah. Oh, it's good, D-Man. It's good. It's real good.
But there was a time like Joe beat FP straight up in a very tough course in Bandon with wind beyond belief. And me and Jet were like, this is now a problem, because he had been consistently, and I'm a PD rider. Like, I want Joe to play good. As long as, like, a perfect round for me is if Joe plays good, gives me a big blow-up hole, and then goes birdie out, I don't care. As long as I get that blow-up hole.
Yeah.
But he was getting too good. Like, it was like, holy fuck, he's getting really good. And then it's just like the wheels just, they've come off.
I bottomed out.
Is it everywhere? Is it tee box, short game, approach, putter, everything?
No, the putter, the lab putter that they gave me is so good that's one area.
Okay,
I'm okay in, but I can't do anything else. I can't hit a driver. My irons,
irons have been okay. We're Tacoma irons, baby.
Well, Tacoma, the irons are wonderful.
They're great.
Can't hit them.
You could be like the caddy told me 2 years ago, Joe. It ain't the arrow, it's the Indian.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Fucking scumbag.
Some caddies. What is caddy?
Nice guy. Nice guy. Nice guy. I shouldn't say that.
One caddy who told Ticket, like, if you didn't know how to swim, I wouldn't suggest jumping into the deep end.
Yeah. Like, dude, I feel like caddies just save these bars, and that's why I didn't get that mad at him, because it was a bar. Like, that's a bar. Like, that's a bar. It's a legitimate bar. Same thing with what that caddy told Ticket. That's a bar as well. I feel like they're just saving these. They got an arsenal. These old guys, especially the old loopers who have seen a thing or two, they have a cachet of fucking shit talk that they just could drop on you.
There's also a certain element. If you go to play a really nice course, like the stakes are just higher. So you're more nervous. Like when I went to Ticket hadn't been on a course like that in a while. And we went with Chucky, but then a member who we didn't know and played golf. I'm all for playing best in like 2.5 hours. Like, there's nothing worse than the rounds where like you hit a good shot and they don't even say nice shot because they just like they're still like moving. Mm. But yeah, he was so nervous and we get to the first tee and he goes, just so you know, like he was trying to be nice. And said, you know, I'm not really a good golfer and whatnot. He goes, well, I wouldn't jump into water if I didn't know how to swim. And his round is over. Like, it was done.
It's tough to recover from.
You know, I got to think too, like some of these guys, they got to see a hack like us, like walk up to the first tee box and just shank one way out of bounds. And they're like, fuck, man, this is going to be a long 4 hours for me. I'm going to be walking in all different directions. Like,
dude, I played that Grant round yesterday, and what he did was, it was so disgusting, is at any point in the hole besides the tee box, I could pick up his ball and throw it into a hazard or wherever I pleased. So we were the first tee time out there, and the grounds crew was still out there. So there would be maybe 3 to 4 times where his ball would be by the green. I would pick it up and throw it over the ground crew's head into the water. And they were looking – I was never going to hit them, but like way over their head into the water. And they were looking – and then Grant would go to the water and then hit from there. So the looks we were getting on that call – then they needed the thumbnail, so I'm on the driving range throwing the ball.
I did see that. I did see that.
Absolutely demoralized. But at the same time, it's like, you know, the kid – he does views. He does stonks. Like, it's good for business. I love Grant. He's a dear friend of mine. But it's demoralizing.
You know what? You take one for the team there. I saw the one from the driving range, though. I didn't know what was going on. I thought you were just like, I thought like, could Bob, could you beat him if you get to throw your ball? I thought was happening. Like, if you could just throw your ball instead of hitting it with the golf club. But
people are so unhinged, though. Like, they get so upset. Like, I have people like, I literally, Michael, I'm not joking. I went through DMs yesterday. I must have gone through 300-400 messages.
Big mistake.
I have to clear the cache. I have to clear through the inbox. So like, and then it's just like, so many of these messages are, you fucking stink. Imagine playing golf for a living and being this bad. And they're not wrong, but to get so unhinged on someone else's golf game, it's like, yo, man, it's just like, yeah, people get so upset.
People get mad, Joe. People get mad. I feel like people do like to pick, like, people love to argue. I just feel like we live in the generation of there always has to be a conflict. One side against the other side, there's always got to be an argument. Everybody's always got to be unhappy about something. It's you know.
You know the most hostile thing that I'll put out too, that people, it's like politics. It's like being right or left. Is LeBron. If you support LeBron,
that's crazy, man.
It's like Democrat or Republican. Yeah. I've never, because it's like Jordan or you can't support LeBron and Jordan. It's wild.
He's a very polarizing person. He's a very polarizing person. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think the most scrutinized athlete, you know, of all time. I talked to LeBron. We've been talking almost every day. It's amazing. When I almost broke 80, he messaged me. The first thing I got in the morning was a voice message. He goes, Bob, like, how do you leave that putt short? Like, I got it. We got to be LeBron rioters now.
100%.
Big time. The Brilliant Ump Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Now, the play that we had out there was OKC to win the West. I hope we're wrong. I hope it's the Lakers who start up tonight. I think the D-man might cook something up on socials tonight. A pro LeBron play as well. But use promo code BDS. That's promo code
BDS for a free $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup, win or lose. They put the Mikey Big Arch challenge there, which was absolutely unbelievable. So make sure you sign up.
Might be the last pick that I actually hit.
Hey, but Joe, playoff hockey starts. This is our time. What do you mean you don't know?
I think I'm taking a break, man.
Oh, no, not during playoff hockey. Do you remember what we did last year? We went scorched earth. We couldn't lose. We went like 21-6 in the playoffs.
I feel like a beaten dog, Michael.
Oh, man. I don't want to hear that. The day NHL playoff, this is your time.
Yeah, I do want to tell you one thing that I think will help you out. The one thing that people bounce on you for, that when I hear it, I'm like, oh, no. Like, when you say you're not playing as much golf, that's got to stop in the sense I'm just helping you out. I'm not trying to be a prick. Like, I'm really helping you out. When he says, like, you know, I don't play that nearly as much golf, like,
dude. I don't. Like, I used to play 3-4 times a week, Bob.
Yeah, now but I'm even if you're only playing two times a week, that's more than the average person, more than likely.
Okay, well, it's my job. I'm sorry.
Listen, don't get fucking mad at me. I support your job. What the fuck? I'm just saying.
It's not like this is a side thing. Like, my job literally is golfing, and that's why people are so mad at me.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Right.
Well, Brilliantly Dumb Show is a huge part of my life, but I'm saying my job rests on my golf game, and what I keep telling people is it's a show. It's a show. I'm meant to be entertaining. I'm not supposed to be a good golfer. If you want to watch good golf, with all due respect, you're in the wrong spot. You are in the wrong place. You should be watching our friends Grant Horvat or the Bryan Bros, or I don't know. There's plenty of other channels you could watch where they're putting on displays of tantalizingly beautiful fucking swings and great shots and unbelievable hole outs. It's not happening here. So when it does happen, when you get a hole in one, you get a hole in one or a chip in or something, and it's not FP, it's me or Bob, then it's a more reason to celebrate. But that ain't happening anytime soon because my golf game is in the shitter. And it's just like I'm fighting some mental demons now. But Bob,
go ahead.
To your point, when I'm saying I'm not playing as much, I'm really not. I'm like, I'm lucky if I get out twice a week. People think I'm out there golfing 4, 5, 6 times a week. I'm not even. Not right now. Not the way I'm playing right now, Michael.
But Joe, you realize like Rory McIlroy plays like 3-4. Like most pros are lucky. Rory McIlroy plays 3-4 times a week.
Those guys are on the course grinding their games out every day.
Yeah, but like if they make the cut, then they get 4 days. But a lot of guys just get 2 days a week that they're playing.
But then they go home and then they're on the range and they're playing golf and they're grinding. That's your
job. I'm just trying to help you. I'm not trying to be an ass. Like, I'm trying to help you. That's a comment that I see people's set people off.
I could say the sky is blue and people would say it's actually a hue of blue. It's actually not technically
people do like blue. Yeah, they do like the crunch.
No matter what I say, it's I got these clowns like the Solaces of the world who will come in every time we do a podcast.
The who?
There's this clown fucking loser, and I called him out.
Wait, a guy on stream?
Oh, we stream. He's on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I haven't seen this guy. Take a look through the comments. You'll find him. You'll find him 2-3 times a fucking episode.
What's his name? Solace?
Solace.
like the Sol.
Oh, Solace. Solace.
Guy's got a picture of a fucking beach. That's how much of a fucking internet troll. You can't even. That's the thing is, I do respect the haters.
Yeah.
Because they actually have the
show your face. Show your face.
Come and DM me, and the guys can come out and play me.
Yes.
As horrible as some of them have been, I have respect for that because it takes a certain type of guy to have some balls to go out there and put yourself on the line. It's these fucking losers who have no balls and they hide behind the screen, behind an internet screen and a keyboard, and make themselves feel big because they type, oh, you're fat. One guy wrote to me the other day, he goes, I didn't realize that you held the crown of worst golfer and fattest on the channel. I'm like, what is that?
That's so fucked up, man.
And you know what I mean, Michael. I don't care what people think, but
no, you do. You certainly don't.
And hundreds and hundreds of messages, and my game is in the toilet. I gotta go to see a fucking. I gotta go do a mental.
You need to block out the noise. You need a little, like, you need a little. You know what you need? You need like a 6 a.m. tea time, just you out there. You and nature alone.
I used to do that. It was so therapeutic.
I'm telling you, maybe that's the reset. You need a little headphones in. You block out all the noise, and it's just you and the clubs and the course.
Me and the G-Man are going to play, I think, later today.
Yes, you're going to play.
It's my one time a week that I'll play this week.
Wait, yeah. But Petey, did you play Tuesday?
Second time. Yeah. Second. Yeah. I got more than two. I can tell you that much. I'm not playing more than twice.
I know. It's gonna be a good day.
I want to say, you know, it's just like the mental anguish that this shit.
I can see it getting to him I could definitely see it getting to him for sure. But I'll tell you what, you're doing stonks. I mean, you're just absolutely pulverized.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our great friends, not our good friends, but our great friends over at SeatGeek. Baseball season in full swing. Playoff hockey is here. Playoff NBA right around the corner. World Cup, doesn't matter. SeatGeek has your back. That's why it's the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads. SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Remember, it's like a traffic light. Green means go, red means stop. As soon as you make your account and you go through and scroll, you got your geolocation in there, so it's going to feed you all the stuff that's happening by you. And once again, it's sporting events, it's concerts, it's all the special events. And of course, we have your back with a nice little code for you guys. Code DUMB 10 right now for 10% off of your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's right, DUMB 10. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you so much to our friends at SeatGeek.
You know what's wild too is like we have a whole nother blow off that hasn't even hit the screen.
Which one is that one?
The major blow up might be the best blow up you've had.
I don't even remember that. That's where never, I'm at now these days.
That's tough. The where they're all just rolling into one jump.
And they don't tell me that they're dropping these. So I just open up Instagram and it's like, oh, you have a collab for Bob to Sports for Real. And of course, I'm going to split it. I'm always going to split. Yeah, you know, they're going to bag me. They're going to tag me, and sure. I will split it. Sure. But then I open it up, and it's just like they got like this sad piano playing in the background. It's like someone's funeral, and you just watch the death of my golf game.
Well,
bro.
The belly cams are crazy. The belly
that's got to stop. You know?
Yeah, the belly cams are.
I'm gonna start doing belly cams on Yams when he's filming. I'm gonna start getting all up in there. I'm still the fattest guy, so heads up. I'm the worst golfer and the fattest. I've claimed both of those.
Yeah,
drones.
But you got that Pilates rocking for you now, Joseph. You've been to the Pilates class. Tell you what,
man, I'm trying anything at this point.
That was when I saw that, man, I was fucking howling, bro. Only because I thought your form with your foot, the way your foot was bent in that picture. It was unbelievable form. And I was like, look at this guy. I was like, he looks like he's a fucking natural Pilates guy now. It was
somebody's like, what do you think? You're a professional diver with the way that you fucking curled your toes. And I was like, dude, I'm just trying to find something, you know.
What a week for the D-man.
Tumultuous. Just tough. But you know what? I got my health. I got a beautiful family. I got a dream job, and I got a couple guys on this podcast who I would go to war for. So
yeah, there you go, PDC.
That's
there
right.
You go,
rally, baby, rally.
I become the villain, man. I'm the villain. I am the villain, Bob. I got
Grant
the laugh.
Grant Horvat turned to me. He goes, dude, Joe is a star. Joe is an absolute star. He did, and he's absolutely right because there's nobody else on YouTube that can blow up. And that wears their heart on the sleeve to that degree that will throw. Mikey, did you see when he threw that club?
Oh, yeah.
He threw that club, the starter, or the Marshall, because it was like the second hole, so I shouldn't say the starter. The Marshall, the club was 20 feet from the Marshall of when he threw it in that direction.
I had to walk by his cart to go pick up the club. It was tough.
It's unbelievable. Like, just unbelievable. But, fellas, without further ado, I think Mikey's got a few things to say. Mikey, go ahead, let it rip. Let's get those ads going.
Yeah, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Quo. Listen, if your team is still operating like a group chat with commitment issues, that's a problem. Nothing kills momentum faster than an opportunity slipping through the cracks because everyone assumed someone else was on it. Eventually, you look at the chaos sigh and think, let's fucking Quo. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O, the smarter way to run your business comms and communications. Quo is the number one rated business phone system on G2 with over 3,000 reviews built for how modern teams work. That's why more than 90,000 businesses, from solo operators to growing teams, rely on Quo to stay connected, professional, and consistently reachable. It's easy. Calls, texts, voicemails, transcripts, and contact details all live in one clean view. With full context at your fingertips, your team communicates faster, stays aligned, and delivers a more personal experience. Make this the time where no opportunity and no customer slips away. Try Quo for free. Plus, get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/DUMB. That's quo.com/DUMB. Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Great job, Michael. Really, really nice. Oh, Mike, can you tell the people what that guy, you said you were at Dom's practice, and the guy, he's just unbelievable.
Whoa, what's this?
It's a fake life. It's a fake life.
What happened now? It's fucking embarrassing, bro.
It's like embarrassing.
Did you
bet on the big arch?
It's embarrassing, but at the same time, I'm like, well, we have reach, which is good. Like, we have some reach, which is nice, right? But I'm at Dom's flag football practice yesterday. By the way, got asked to be assistant coach, so I will be on the sidelines.
Boy, those kids better.
Those kids are in for it, brother. But the head coach is a hardo, big hardo, and I like the guy a lot.
Of course, we got something going
together. Me and this guy, I like him a lot. But anyway, Dom's flag football practice yesterday. Some dad that I had never spoken to before in my life comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, 47 seconds, huh?" And I was like, "What?" Like I was so out of it. I didn't even. He's like, 47 seconds, the sandwich. And I was like, oh, fuck me.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, imagine. He's like,
he probably wagered on me, Mike.
Other dads were around and he's like telling them and he's like, yeah, what was the sandwich again? What was the sandwich? I was like, it's a big arch from McDonald's.
Yeah. That is brutal.
Yeah, just that really fucking is. Terrible, man. Just,
oh, man, that is brutal.
Just fucking terrible, dude. Just fucking, I'm telling you, man, again, last weekend, forget about the big arch, but that Sunday with the double milkshake was the most disgusting fucking thing that I've ever done in my life. And Bob, really, he did two milkshakes as well. And then he goes and has cotton candy, Rocky Road, which is the most preposterous combination. It couldn't have even have been good. It couldn't have been good, Bob. There's no way you could tell me that combo.
I think you liked it.
No.
I loved it, Pete. Oh, yeah, I fucking loved it, dude. Well, here's the deal.
Remember, you got on me for having cotton candy ice cream, and then...
I think cotton candy ice cream, I think it's disgusting. I think it's disgusting.
I never got on you for cotton candy
ice cream. I think we got on you for the bubble gum.
The bubble gum's great, too. Well, yeah, that to me was crazy.
No one's ever seen it, but...
But I guess... the problem is my two favorite flavors are cotton candy...
That can't be. That cannot be. That cannot be.
Why are you so upset about that?
Because, Joe, how could a man say his favorite ice cream flavor is cotton candy? It just can't be.
It's very good. It's got that bubbly blue tone to it.
You're gonna take cotton candy over a good strawberry, like a Häagen-Dazs strawberry?
Yes.
Wow.
You're gonna take it over like a chocolate chip mint.
You know what's going on here right now, Bob? You know what's going on?
I'm not trying to do anything. No,
he's ice cream shaming you. He thinks he's he's an ice cream connoisseur because he's got his ice cream for bears deal and he's great the first ice cream. Take on
by
ice
the way,
cream.
Great ice cream.
And you know what, Bob? He shouldn't shame you. You should be allowed to have any flavor.
I'm not shaming him, but if Bob was to tell, if I said, Bob, rank your top three ice cream flavors, if you were your death row ice cream top three, and he's going to put cotton candy in it,
it would go chocolate.
Okay, normal.
Cotton candy.
That's insane to me. That's just insane, Joe. Joe, is that not a little crazy?
Well, I said I like bubblegum ice cream. I got fucking persecuted.
I understand
Bob knows what I went through, the turmoil of being ice cream.
What would the third one be, Bob? So chocolate cotton candy?
Rocky Road. Rocky Road and then like
that's normal.
Dough.
Yeah, see, yeah. Like, if you had said to me chocolate Rocky Road cookie dough, I can live. That is totally sure. acceptable. But cotton candy
maybe
is
you
just
not a good cotton candy ice cream.
I suppose not. Saying, I suppose not.
I mean, I think it's such a like nobody's. You're not going to see many of that in the list. I think Dairy Queen does a great cotton candy. The only problem with the cotton candy is you can't add really toppings to it because there's already so much going on.
Yeah.
You know what you add?
Here he goes.
You add marshmallow.
You know what? In all honesty, that sounds pretty fucking fire.
You know how they have that marshmallow, like
the mini marshmallows?
No, they have in the Blizzard, they have the, Bob knows what I'm talking about. They have like the marshmallow Blizzard kind of thing where it's almost like a layer of marshmallow. Like if you imagine strange. You like roasted marshmallow and you added it in. So it's like gooey. It's nice.
It's like a dip or a sauce.
It's not really sauce, but it's like
consistency though. Gotcha.
An ice cream shop just opened up by us, and because I got that golf cart, is me and the road will take that golf cart just to the ice cream shop. So yeah. I'll just bust it down. And I went through the Starbucks drive through the other day and got a coffee in the golf cart. Like Oh, it's great. I love it. It's nice. Such a Florida thing, Petey.
I have a question. It's talking ice cream. It brought up something. My wife got very upset with me the other day. And I want to ask if you think that this is a justified criticism or not. Because sure. My wife, I would say, is normally.
My wife.
Well, Nicole, normally when the two of us get into it, I would normally put my hand up and say I'm wrong. And like, but she loves ice cream. She might love ice cream more as much as you two gentlemen.
Great.
And so Carvel is like her favorite place ever. It's like her thing. So the other night I had Rocky and Nick, a couple of my friends, they were over. Nicole went to bed. We had a great barbecue. She went, she said, I'm going to bed. I'm going to take care of the baby. She goes to bed. We're watching the basketball game. It's like 10:30 at night. We decide to order ice cream from Carvel. She got so upset with me in the morning when I told her that I ordered Carvel that I didn't offer to get her an ice cream. And I was like, sweetheart, you were sleeping. You were in bed. You were like, the night was over. Like, I'm not going to go wake you up to. Do you think that is a legitimate like concern or like how do you navigate around a situation like that?
I think if she was awake, it's fucked up. But I think if she was sleeping, then it's
okay.
Not.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. But I tell you what, next time I'm ordering Carvel, it doesn't matter. She's
you just get what her favorite flavor is. Stick that fucker in the freezer and forget.
That's
about
exactly
it.
What I'm thinking. I got to do next time because then she's gonna have it tomorrow.
Now listen, that doesn't mean that's what I would have done because I probably would have done exactly what you did. I'm not going to wake her up. I'm not going to wake her up.
If you had those dashers from Carvel, I did the strawberry shortcake one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Michael, they had little pieces of the strawberry shortcake in there. I'm so fat, bro.
The problem is, if you don't get her anything, you run the risk of if she wakes up and comes out and you're just sitting there eating the ice cream, you look like a fucking. So you're better off just ordering another just to protect from that.
I won't make that mistake again. I can tell you that much. Yeah. I really won't.
Carvel's great, though.
Or you shoot her the text, even knowing she's asleep.
What kind of lead time do you give on
you give
text?
10 minutes. You give 10 minutes. I texted
10
you.
10 minutes is a lot.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. I texted you. It doesn't really have to be a real 10 minutes. It could be 7. You know, I texted you.
I want to run through later today. They're sending over the first iteration of the Bob Does Bagels menu. Because we got the location locked in, we're going to be able to announce it soon. We're really going to make a strong lunch play. I know the Spiropolises have the bagels down, and the breakfast will be more than taken care of. But I want people to be in there for lunch. So there's a couple things that we're throwing into the menu. First off, the chicken Caesar wrap, of course, has to be great. We're going to do a cheesesteak. We're going to do a smash burger.
Whoa.
And then they do from the diner in Randolph a great chicken tender wrap honey mustard.
Oh, yes.
So I don't want to stretch ourselves too thin. Then we have the chopped salads. But like, if we can fully commit to the lunch play, I want to really commit.
Well, lunch is a different thing. I think you really lean into the bagel centric for breakfast. And then you could do whatever you kind of want with lunch.
Let me tell you something. You ever have a turkey sandwich, like a deli turkey sandwich on a bagel? You ever have that? Because let me tell you, that's one of the top lunches you could ever have.
100%. Really?
You get a turkey sandwich like how you would get it, like turkey, Swiss, lettuce, tomato, honey mustard, whatever you want to put on, and you get that on like a toasted everything bagel. It is fucking, it is unbelievable. It's not a play that's done quite enough. I used to do it all the time. It's so fucking good. It's so
good. Like mayo or anything to it?
You could add, you make it just the same way, but imagine instead of a bread, in bread, you just, it's a bagel. It's a toasted bagel. It works perfect. It works.
I have one request. Sure. I know you had said that you were going to do like bagels according to us. My one request is for Mikey's bagel. Can you please, 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 can you name it the Hardo?
Oh man.
Can you imagine the Hardo? It just comes with this big gluttonous, big ass bagel with all the fixings.
Listen, my go-to would be like the sausage, egg, and cheese with the hash brown. That would be that would sausage patty, egg, and cheese with the hash brown with hot sauce.
What I think we're gonna do, Mikey? And I want you guys to be very much, I mean, you guys are gonna be investors, you're gonna have your bagel on there. But you know, Jersey Mike's does like Mike's way. Like, I think if you want to do a Bob's way, I like that sausage, egg, and cheese. But if you get a Bob's way, that's where it comes on with the hash brown. You know what I mean?
Smart. I like that. Yeah, we're so fat. I like that though.
It's just something to consider.
The mental fat mafia,
dude. When you put the hash brown, is unreal. What a game changer on a sandwich that hash brown is. Not enough people do it.
Stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint Mobile, ladies and gentlemen, Mint exists purely to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can't go wrong. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/TBDS. That's mintmobile.com/TBDS. Even if you don't get a plan, take a look at the plan. Look at how much money you can save with the fine folks over at Mint Mobile. I do want to let the fans know, I said a couple weeks ago that we were going to at least chop down a couple ads, you know, make it a little less addy. We have a couple. If we talked to the sales team, there's a couple that we've pre-sold. So he's like, look, we can definitely chop it down. Because I think, like, we're doing 4 ad reads. Maybe we either extend the pods longer, or for the meantime, what we're going to do is once we get through those pre-sold, is at least chop it down to 3 for the time being, and then the goal would be then to get to 2. I think we go to 2 if it's not a really long episode, and then if we have 3, we can get a little.
I think we've been pretty consistent putting out minimally hour and 20-minute, hour and 30-minute episodes. Like we rarely put out just an hour anymore, I feel like.
Last week was great. The first hour, you know, in a while. And I will say, to the fans' defense, watching last week's, I do think there is something to these Zoom ones or the StreamYard ones. Like it is such a different feel. I like mixing in the live ones, but I definitely see what they're saying, that it does tend to seem that our best episodes are these ones. It's a different feel.
Easy to say that though, Bob, because we've done hundreds of episodes on Zoom and we've done a handful live. So
that's true. If we were doing live every week, eventually
that's true.
And I think if we had a proper setup, like with the studio setup, like we have everything ready to rock and roll, I think we would end up catching our stride. That being said, like, I've been the hardest on the Brilliantly Dumb Show fans and the Bob Just Sports community. I get it. I understand. You don't want to, you like to see things the way that they are. You don't want to have change, right? Like, you get used to the way that things roll out, the way that they sound, and the way that they look. You know, it makes sense that people don't want the live ones. I get it. Why are you looking at me?
The thing is, I think when football season comes, Mikey's going to be down there so much that there are going to be a lot more live pods. But what I'll say about that is then we'll actually be in studio. Right now, we're just doing it from the streaming room.
Yeah, and again, like when people on the stream or in the comments, like, make comments about HQ, like, HQ is in its infancy. Like, it's not even
out of the womb yet.
It's not. It's like, it's not at all. And we're just, it's like, it's just getting going. Like, it's just the very, like, you had two choices. Like, would you have preferred that we not started streaming and done some like really fun stuff from there and just waited another year until it was completely polished like nothing. You also have to work through the kinks of what works and what doesn't in the development of finishing it. So it's in its infancy. When it's all done and it's rolling like full steam, all the kinks are worked out, it's going to be a fucking factory of fun. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a factory of fun. Everyone's going to love everything coming out of it because it's going to be polished. It's going to be fucking completely done. But I mean, like, this is kind of like a raw, how we all started doing everything. Like, everything was very raw to begin with, and now you're going to see the genesis of it. And when you see the finished product, I think everyone will, they'll be like, wow, like, now I get it.
This, I sent you guys the TV from Just Video Walls. I want to shout them out. They're like 2 years in advance with this TV. They have to customize each and every panel. They're doing a customized TV for us. Was that thing that I sent not just out of this world?
Oh, God. Do you know what that's going to be like on, like, college? For college
How many screens can we get up at once?
That's a great question. I think it's like,
imagine week one NFL, you'll have like 6, 7, 8 screens going.
We're going to have every game on there.
It's going to be it's almost going to be very difficult. It's going to be overwhelming. You got to get used to that. You're going to have to get used to that. It will for me. I got to get used to that because like, I'm a flipper. I like to flip. All at once is a lot to take in all at once.
Dude, the D-Man. Now people get to see the stream of the D-Man seeing like 10 games. That is going to be crazy.
It's going to be so fun.
All right.
Think about it. You can set a prize picks lineup. You have everything. You won't even need the red zone. You just have every game.
Well, I thought what the great thing was that ticker on the bottom that you could customize. That is fucking worth its weight in gold.
We may not need Hansen. I mean, we may not. Maybe you just throw Hansen.
Don't need him, man.
Let's go into the buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I'll kick us off. An obvious one, but just has to be said. The buy is Rory McIlroy. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not the biggest Rory guy.
Wow.
If he comes on the channel, I will flip so fucking fast, and we all know that. I'm not the biggest Rory guy. And again, that can totally flip if he comes on the channel. I don't think he ever will. But like, he got the weight off of his shoulders with the first Masters. He just won this. He may never lose it again unless it's for Scheffler. Like, the guy is officially playing with house money. You could argue that he was after last year, which I think is the case. But now, even more so, I think he's even better now than when he was prior. Like, he's just so good. I think his putting is so much better. He's just an absolute fucking weapon. He really is. And I just think he's going to win more and more and more. I think it's just going to be him and Scheffler. Federer and Nadal almost. Like, when it comes to majors, in a way, it's like one of those two. Of course, some guys will squeak in the Schauffeles every now and then, but like, I just think they're so light years better than everybody. And I think now he's just, imagine showing up to that Masters. Like
Brady, Peyton Manning, when they were both at their peaks in the AFC. And it was like, you know, it was like kind of Peyton couldn't get it done, and then he finally gets it done. And
imagine showing up to that Masters, creating the menu again. I know like Tiger has done it, but like, you create the menu again. He shows up to Augusta and gets to play the most carefree golf, you know, of all time. And then a guy getting slaughtered on the internet, which I'll be honest, I don't think is fair, because it's not like he doesn't play good in the majors or Augusta. Like, Bryson got destroyed for playing bad. And don't get me wrong, he didn't have his A stuff, but like, it's not like he just doesn't show up in majors. Like, he's been on the forefront of all these majors. He was in the final pairing, I believe, in the last major. And like, then they just, people want to obliterate him. It's like, bro, he's in it every single major. He had a bad major. So did Rom. But to just destroy the guy, I think, is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of the PGA Tour enthusiasts, too, they're out on the live guys. So I think that's part of it. And, you know, I will say this, like, Bryson, you know, knowing him and getting to play with him on multiple occasions and meeting him, he's one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. He really is. But he's very calculated in what he does. And some people, you know, maybe that's not for the hit for them, but he could not be a nicer guy and just a genuine, genuine guy who didn't deserve, like you said, Bobby, didn't deserve it. Did he play not great? Yeah. But you know what? I guarantee you he's going to come out firing at the US Open. at the PGA Championship. He's going to come out swinging. He's going to come out, you know, trying to prove something, which he doesn't have to prove. The guy won a U.S. Open last year. Two years ago at Pinehurst. He was in the running for the Masters last year. Like, guys, he's great. He's winning.
I agree.
On live, it's like crazy.
Can I tell you that story when we left after filming with Bryson? We were going back to his house, and it was me and Bryson in the car, and we were leaving the course. And like everyone's asking him to sign stuff. He's signing flags. It was like right after he had won or close to it after. He just like loves the game so much and growing the game. We were driving out. And he saw all these kids on the putting green, and he stopped the car and he's like, "See that, Bob?" He's like, "That's what it's all about right there, man." And all of a sudden you see this kid, he misses a putt and he chucks his putter. I don't even know if Bryson saw it. I started cracking up. He like threw a towel.
Might have been me out there, Bob.
Yeah. The team,
yeah.
All right, let's head over to Michael. Michael, buy or sell.
Yeah, a couple things I saw really this week, so I'm gonna narrow it down. But I'm gonna buy. Actually, it's probably more of a sell. I'm gonna sell the aliens. I'm buying the fact that aliens exist. I believe it. I'm just sick and tired of seeing all the stuff about when this is gonna happen, when they're gonna tell us about the aliens. It's gonna happen now. It's gonna happen very soon. It's happening tomorrow. I put out the order to release all the information. Another scientist goes missing. This happened. I just want some finite clarity on the alien situation. I wanna know what's going on. They're afraid to tell everybody because everyone's gonna go in an uproar and a panic. I don't know how bad it could be. I guess it could be very bad. I don't know. I guess it could be something. My thing, the worst thing that they could tell us, I think the worst thing they could tell us is that aliens have been here. They're still here. We communicate with them, and they basically are allowing us to exist. Like we're an ecosystem to them, kind of like we allow like animals to exist. Like we allow fish to exist and, you know, jungle animals to exist and these animals.
That's probably the case.
In which case, like it would defunct so many religious belief systems that's what I think would put people in absolute utter chaos. Like that's what I think would be the factor that would drive people off the face of the earth.
Let's say you have $100 million on the line. Okay.
Sure.
Gun to your head.
Yeah.
Somebody said to you, "Do you think are aliens real or not?" What would you say?
I'd say yeah. I think they are. Yeah. I think the vastness of the galaxies, how many planets are out there, we're such a grain of sand in the overall scheme of things. I think we would be so naive to just think we're the only communicative organism in the world. Now, when they say alien, what does that mean? Does it mean just another entity? Obviously not human. I don't think there's like human. I don't know. I don't know what they look like. I don't know any of that. There's all these rumors. They look like reptiles. They look like grays. And there's this and there's that. I don't know. But what I would say I'm pretty sure of, Bob, is like I don't think we're the only thing in existence in this entire universe. It can't be. It can't be. I would say common sense would say that's not possible. No? Would you agree or would you disagree?
Even if you believe microorganisms.
Bob, you know.
Go ahead. I'll respect what everybody
says. He's anti-alien.
That's fine.
I am anti-alien just in the sense of I'm not saying that I'm being wrong. I'm anti-alien. I just feel like our.
He's always been anti-alien.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Not a geeky guy.
That's fine. Like,
our technology is so advanced in what we can do and what we can see.
Sure.
That even if we were on Mars and had the technology we had, we can still see Earth and show signs of human life. That I just think we have such strong intelligence that it would be hard for us to not.
But Bob, I gotta say it.
Go ahead.
I'd love to hear what he has to say. Go ahead.
If you look at the mass of the Milky Way, which is our galaxy.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you expand. There's a video I will send you which shows how insignificant and small our galaxy is.
Yeah.
When you blow it out of proportion, there is galaxies that are 50 times the size of ours. Yeah. And we are one speck in an entire galaxy. Our Earth is like, it's like a speck of sand. If you can imagine that, and then to think that in all of that, There's nothing in existence. Yeah, it's almost harder to believe that there's nothing in the vastness of creation than to think that there's, I'm not saying there's guys with pointy fingers and, you know, like the traditional aliens.
You're spitting, but there could now,
be
Joe,
microorganisms. There could be vast. We don't even know. We haven't even touched the surface. And with as great of, technology and everything that we have, look at where we've
come. We don't even know what's in the fucking ocean. We discover a new species in the ocean like every other fucking week, because they can't get to the bottom of it.
Look at the advancements in just medicine over the last 25 100%, 100%.
years.
We still haven't been able to cure cancer, and then to think that we
debate
but I'm saying my point is, in 50 years from now, they might have technology that allows us to see stuff that we couldn't even, I mean, we have AI now.
Yes.
You know, 30 years ago, you couldn't even have the internet. You had to dial in to get connected to the internet. So all I'm saying is I'm not an advocate for fucking crazy, you know.
And neither, I really am not either. I'm really not either. I was never a guy who was like, oh yeah, I believe this person got abducted and I believe in the X-Files. I'm not, but I think it has reached a point where it's like there's too many people out there saying too many things for me to think like everyone's full of shit and we've never had contact with anything of outside of this world.
The by the way, it's a really good argument you're making here, Pete, and I'd like to see that video. Like, I can be swayed. I think that was a really good argument. Maybe aliens aren't the way we think of it as
that,
like these.
That I agree with.
That I can kind of get more on board with.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, that's 100%. What I'm saying, in the traditional sense of like the pointy fingers and the big heads. Like, it's the same way that like people used to personify like vampires, like Count Dracula. You know what I mean? Like, it's been kind of like just almost a joke for so long. I do think that there could be, you know, some advanced civilization that, you know, could be vastly different than the abstract that we have in our minds. Bob, I'm going to show you that video.
It's like you
see how big the galaxy is, and then they zoom out, and our galaxy looks like a fucking walnut. Yeah. And then you see, and they know that this is not like hearsay. It's like it's proven. Like, it's just, it's insane, bro.
The other thing I don't love with the, you know, like saying that we've kept at Area 51, all of that stuff, is over that many years, too many people to keep that from the general public, too many people would have to be in on it that wouldn't eventually end up coming clean and saying something about it. Now, granted, there's probably been some people that have tried to come out and say it.
That's the thing that's fucking crazy about it. They have 11 scientists now that have, over the last 5 years or whatever it is, have either gone missing or have just ended up dead, that like were in on advanced technological advancements, anti-gravity technology, all these wacky things tied to like the most advanced possible technological advancements you can make. And they're investigating it now. They're just disappearing. And they're ending up dead. And nobody knows what the fuck. And the president talked about that they were launching an investigation about it. Like, it's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that bizarre? What that was in regards
to? Yes, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. Now granted, they're taking deaths that happened. Some of these deaths happened in, like, 2022, like 4 years ago, which it's hard for me. You know, something happens 4 years ago. It's not like it happened yesterday. So it's hard to try and tie all this together and group it all together. But it does make you think, like, what is going on? And I do think they're keeping a lot of stuff from us, Bob. I do think they keep a lot of stuff from us.
Look, if there's a guy who's going to, you know, figure it all out, it's not going to be the guy doing the fucking Ask Bob segment. So I understand that people aren't fucking chomping
at the bit. None of us are going to fucking figure it out.
This is so above us.
They need to but they got to stop dangling the carrot, because they've been dangling the carrot now for 2 months. Just fucking come out and tell us what's going on.
You know what it's like, Bob? It'd be like if we were a canary, right? You're in your little cage. You
like
can
Tweety
see
Bird.
100%. You can see outside. You can see all throughout the cage. Now imagine you take a veil and you put that veil over the cage. Now all that canary can see is what's within the veil, and there's a whole lot of it that it has no idea that exists.
Yeah.
It's been very enjoyable having baseball back and watching baseball. The baseball season, I've been enjoying it. I don't know when this has happened. But baseball closers do not exist anymore. And it is tragic because you could have a 4-5 run lead going into the bottom of the ninth. And these guys, if they trot out there on the mound, will within 5 minutes, you look down at your screen and there's bases loaded, one out, and they are just banging home runs. And I'm not saying that it's not exciting. Obviously, I was on the bad end of it this week, but I'm just saying. But I am saying, like, now you got a couple of guys. Aroldis Chapman still doing his thing. Mason Miller is a stud. He's amazing. But how do more teams not have like knockout closeout players that can just shut the game down? Edwin Diaz, the guy used to run out with the trumpets blaring. He used to be the closeout guy. He's been abysmal this last week, and I was on the right side of things. I had the Dodgers side; they won. But he gave up, Michael. He gave up a 4-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. This is the guy they spent millions and millions of dollars to bring in as their drop dead closer. What happened to the Mariano Riveras of the world, man?
But Mariano was one of one. Mariano was not, like, there was nobody, and there will never be anybody like Mariano Rivera.
Never? You don't think ever?
No. Bob, I mean, right? I mean, to me, if you honestly ask me who the most valuable Yankee was of that generation, I think you could make a legitimate argument that it was Mariano Rivera. Well, he was as automatic as automatic gets.
To be that automatic and just throw one pitch where everybody knows what pitch that isn't a knuckleball, like a knuckleballer, maybe the only thing where it's just one pitch.
Yes.
It's just, it's unheard of. It's crazy. And they just couldn't time it. He would just saw off bats and he was always in the zone. He wouldn't walk yet. Just
the cutter was just the most disgusting.
I miss him, Michael.
The problem is where my cell originates from is it's got to be so disheartening for these really good starting pitchers who go 6-7 innings and they let up one run or no runs. And then they bring in these guys in the bullpen or the closer and they just completely destroy the, like, it's got to be so, you have a schemes for 6-7 innings going fucking toe to toe with these guys and literally willing his team an opportunity to win just to throw it away. It's insane. Yeah,
and then, you know, the runners you leave on, then it could jack up your ERA, so you end up – that's why they stay in the dugout. They say, you know, then their start isn't officially over. They're seeing what happens to their runs before mm-hmm. they hit the showers. Mm-hmm. Not a bad buy or – I mean, not a bad sell. I thought you were going to sell, and I would have had a big problem with it, is the ABS system, the challenge.
No, I think that's been unbelievable. Yeah, but
it's so much fun.
Yankees, like,
they
got to
do. What they got to do now is when they go for the check swing to the umpire, you should be able to challenge that too. I think next year they are.
They also might end up taking, like, I could see a world where you just don't, you know, you have an umpire behind the dish for anything you may need or plays at the plate, but like they end up just going to that, which I like the human element of it. Like, I like players to be the challenge, I think is fun, but you know, there might be a day where they do that. So anyway, let's head on into the Ask Bob before we head on over to the Ask Bob BDD. Take it away.
Yeah, I'd just like to let the listener know that the Ask Bob segment this week is brought to you by our friends over at Wayfair. It's Way Day at Wayfair from April 25th through the 27th. You can score the best deals in home, like up to 80% off with free shipping on everything. Wayfair makes it easy to find exactly what fits your style, your needs, from furniture and decor to home improvement and outdoor essentials. I got to be honest, I even went out this week. I got a chair for my desk coming in from Wayfair. I saw that they were on the upgrades. I took advantage of it. Why not, you know? And it's stylish. It fits my home perfectly. And you know what? If you're in the mood for looking for furniture, if you need to find a couple of good pieces for your home, Wayfair's for you. So go ahead. Wayday is the sale to shop the best deals in home. We're talking up to 80% off with fast and free shipping on everything. That's right, everything. Head to Wayfair.com April 25th through the 27th and shop Wayday. That's W-A-Y-F-A-I-R.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh. All right, boys. Tough week for your boy last week. Big bounce back needed. Tracker's been all over it. And, just got to have a bounce back. There's no doubt about it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Let's start with Michael. Start with Michael and head on over to PDD.
All right, Bob. This week's Ask Bob question is very simple. Honestly, very simple.
Very simple.
This food is known to be and famous to be in the phrase, one of these a day will keep the doctor away.
Yeah, like
one of these a day will keep the doctor.
An apple a day will keep.
All right. That's a fair question.
Crazy.
That's a fair question.
That's fucking crazy.
It's hard because he doesn't. Sometimes he wouldn't know like something like that. Perhaps that's an old phrase. You know, that's older.
Last week he was saying Egypt was a continent. So I mean, I don't know where we go.
Yeah, that the geography is dangerous.
South
dangerous
Africa game, was so good, bro. That was so good. South Africa.
My question, Bob, is going to be about animals. I love animals. There's no question about that.
He does. He's got a real soft spot for animals, this guy.
I do. Bob, I would like you to name the bird that is famous for mimicking and responding to people, phrases, and responses.
Oh, it'd be a parrot.
Oh,
yeah. Damn, bro. These were some real layups this week, I guess.
We had to reassess.
That question was going in a totally different direction. I thought that was going to be something crazy, the bird question.
Oh, Mikey, your question, if I didn't know, your question would have been a home run in the sense of no matter what I said, I couldn't say one wrong answer without it being okay.
If you would have said like orange, a kumquat or like a
dragon fruit a day, you know, I would have got just fucking.
That's where you get the viral moments. That's where you get the viral.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing is that like some people get so upset. They're like, oh, your ass Bob question was so stupid, so easy. But sometimes those are the ones that could be the best.
Well, you know what this is good for, too? It's good for the people who say that the Ask Bob segment is a staged segment. They say a lot of times that's when it's a viral one, but they say like, oh, this has got to be a gimmick. Bob has to. So these weeks are necessary, unfortunately, to prove that that is not the case.
You know what I want to read out? I thought it was really funny. Somebody ChatGPT'd their girlfriend's getting into the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Oh,
we have one female listener.
And it says, what Mike tweeted?
Get to know the Brilliantly Dumb Show characters. And yeah, it's they ChatGPT'd it. And so to explain to their girlfriend. And for Cutsy, it's his biggest rider there is.
Yeah, good.
Takes shots, but says he doesn't. Canadian. Bob, mentally fat, not the brightest bulb in the box. Content comes before anything.
That's pretty good from ChatGPT.
Almost caught a mouthpiece at UFC. He did catch that mouthpiece. So ChatGPT's wrong. Father of two has a real job.
They didn't put Hardo?
Jet, coldest gambler alive, angry.
Oh, man.
He's not going to like that at all.
From Orlando, hits a 9-iron 180. Pops, just like Larry David, loves UFC. FP is never home on a diet.
Yeah. I genuinely don't know where he is right now. I don't know.
And then Dickie Gas just
he takes some shot.
Yo, him and Louie Luna both got dragged into it somehow. No idea how. They both took fucking pot shots. I think Gas's is bad. Louie's isn't bad, but Gas was upset. Gas was pissed.
Was he really?
Oh, he was furious.
At who? Who's he going to get upset?
He was mad. He goes, what's wrong with this punk fucking kid? He goes, who made this fucking list or whatever. I was like, dude.
It was ChatGPT. It's AI.
He
doesn't know what that is.
The biggest gambling degenerate out of the bunch, family man. That's fair. Like, I don't see.
I feel like that sums him up pretty good.
I didn't think it was that bad either, but apparently he got upset.
Luna Lou back up to Joe Flacco.
That's true. That's a true story.
Owns about seven business ventures. Is the also nutrition true. Venture still going?
He's got the meal what prepping. Nutrition? He's in some quasi meal prep. I don't know how he's got the snow plowing business, which was very affluent this winter with the amount of snow that we got. He's got the boilers. He takes out hot water heaters. I don't know what he does. He's got the restaurant. He's got a lot of stuff going on, Luna Lou.
He does. Man, he when you guys had that night, the New Jersey game meet night, what was it?
Wild game night.
And Mikey was putting every dish that was coming out here. A, it was the most New Jersey looking room I have ever seen in my life. God. With the characters in this room. Yeah, but the different items coming out to the side of an Italian restaurant, just fucking bananas. What were some of the things you guys ate?
They've been doing that for like 15 years, that dinner. That dinner's been going on for 15 years, something like that. They used to do it at the Nutley Elks, and now they only do it at the party room at Luna. I mean, they had they had bear. We had python clams casino. We had camel. We had anything you could name, it was probably there. Venison, obviously. I would
try that, and elk I would try.
Yeah, we had elk. You know, they do these venison stuffed breads, Bob. A venison Taylor ham egg and cheese stuffed bread.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Very good. Very good. Bear empanada, which was delicious. Ooh. Yes, very good. I'm telling you, it's an experience. It's an experience. But Bob is right. It is like a random, it's very random. It's like a random thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, to know that the restaurant is right next it is fucking bizarre.
Louis gave some speech. I don't know what he said. He was so bombed. I don't know what he said. He said something. He wouldn't stop talking. He went on for like 10 minutes. It was like he was accepting like an Academy Award. It was nuts.
The best was when he accepted the was it the Italian of the Year Award or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Italian Business Owner of the Year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, he had the best.
He had the sash.
20 different ventures, so he had the best.
Right. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we've talked about, we got appetites and sometimes we let things get away from us. But if you want to get your weight back in check, use the fine folks over at Hims. Weight loss by Hims is designed to support you in losing weight and keeping it off. And now Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA approved GLP-1 medications. They got it all. You don't just want to lose weight. You want to look better and feel better. That's why Weight Loss by Hims now offers access to FDA approved Wegovy pill and the FDA approved Wegovy pen. If you want to know what's really worth it when it comes to losing weight, skip the guesswork and get Weight Loss by Hims. Are you ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/dumb to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims, HIMS.com/DUMB. Hims.com/DUMB. Get Hims today and get your weight going in the right direction. All right, let's head on into the top five. All right, interesting top five. We poked this out last week. Internet Invitational, a few months away from. So what we were gonna do was to pick your top five roster for your Internet Invitational roster. So we're gonna use last year's roster. It obviously hasn't been announced. Who's gonna be the last one? Dave leaked some names of who's gonna come out. Like he had mentioned, Justin Gaethje, UFC. It's very, very influencer heavy. So some people were like, oh, they're going to have celebrities. Like, yeah, Gaethje's in there, which I think is an awesome ad, but it's still very, very heavy influencer, which is the way I think people want it to be. So it's going to be off of last year's list. PDD came in first. We didn't do a top five last week. PDD came in first the week prior. So Joe, you can pick. Mikey, I'm really doing this. I'm interested to see the list Mikey comes up with.
But is this like people that you would want on your team or like good golfers to win it? That's my question.
I would just pick who I would want on my team, to be honest.
Oh, I thought we were doing to win.
Oh, see, that changes a lot.
Yeah, I do mine for I would have done mine just for the entertainment value.
Oh,
who would you want to have as your ideal?
I think either's fine, right? I mean, either.
right? Or
and here's the thing: is are you picking five other people who are on your team, or is it four because you're the fifth?
I got it. I can change something that'll help you. That'll go more towards that. Let's build. You have to build a YouTube show with the list of the Internet Invitational. Now I don't know how Bone's going to do that for graphic, but you have to build. So this will totally
the faces of the people.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, how you title that. I'm not prepared for that, but I do think that is more entertaining.
Well, I think it's not much different. I think it's like you set up your ideal Internet Invitational team of, like, the best people, like, the ideal squad that you want to go into war with.
No. But that would be – but that – if you're doing it to win, you're going to have a totally different list. Not to win.
Yeah, no, not to win. Like, who are you want to play with?
Create a YouTube channel with the list from the Internet Invitational.
That's fine.
And we're excluding ourselves, obviously.
Someone could pick someone else.
Yeah, I am. I was planning on it.
Like, Mikey could pick you, Bob, if he wants. Or you
okay,
pick,
you can't pick yourself. No. Okay. All right, so you're building a YouTube channel. You want to have an entertaining YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Pete, you have the first play, if you want.
I'm going to go third. I want to see who you guys go through first.
Bob, are you going first?
I'm going to go second. I don't see a need to go first.
All right, I'll go first.
Oh.
Can I take Gruden?
You can take anybody you want.
Yeah.
Is Gruden in there? I'm going to take Gruden. I'm going to take Gruden first.
Okay, I'm taking Joey D.
Fuck! I didn't think you'd go your own guys that quickly, bro. Well,
that's why then I worried about going one, because the Joey D's the right play.
Yeah, fuck me, man. All right.
Well, then I'm going to go Bob.
I'm fucked here now.
And then on the way back, I am going to go with...
I'm so fucked. Fuck, man.
On the way back, give me Grant Horvath.
Fuck.
Damn, Petey. You got the Breaking Bob. You literally have Breaking Bob.
I got that on my channel already.
Yeah, I think I got to go. I'll go FP. So I got Joe and FP. I have as much.
I didn't want to go back to back Bob to sports like I wanted to.
Yeah, if we're gonna have a fighting chance, give me FP. So I got Joe and FP.
I'm gonna take the Jet.
Yeah.
And then on the wraparound, I'm gonna take Francis Ellis.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I love Francis. I just love having Mikey do this. I think I got my plate. Some of the Internet Invitational thumbnails. I mean, the D-Man just got banged on
every I always do.
Single thumbnail.
Where's this thumbnail? Let me see. Oh, yeah. With the sunglasses.
Yo, I almost want to bump up. This is fun. I feel like we could do more than five.
Five's a lot, though.
I want to go, so I'm going to go with the guy, but I know the next one I want is getting taken right off the board. I want to go with
It's tough.
I want to go with Wesley Bryan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's so many good ones, man. Let's, Joe, should we bump it up? Should we bump it up to like eight?
Top eight?
Maybe yeah, go, all right, keep it five. Keep it
you
five.
Could go top seven if you're going to do it because you got to keep the odd number.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's just keep it five. It's just fun.
It's just tough now. It gets really tough. I am going to actually go. I'm going with Biz.
Yeah, it's a great play.
And then on the next one, I'm going to go with Mason Nutt.
It's a great play. Oh, the nut play is so good. That's who I wanted. Give me Chazzy.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, give me Chazzy. Mikey, what's my list right now?
Joe,
I gotta add some
Joe FP, Wesley Bryan, and Chaz.
Okay.
I know one that could put your list over the top, Bob.
I gotta get.
You gotta think outside of the box.
I'm gonna take Frankie Borelli.
Okay.
And then final pick, I'm gonna take the Duke.
Oh, El Dookie. There's a few who could be. There's some real good ones still available. Bob's thinking long and hard.
Yeah, this is fun, man. This is really, really fun. Give me. The thing of having Wesley is to get George with Wesley.
Yeah.
I think is a good play. You know, because the way they go at it. Oh, boy. Give me Georgie Juice.
I'm gonna throw a wild card at you. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Paige Spiranek as my last.
Yeah, pick. It's a good play. It's a good play.
But there's some good ones. Garrett Clark, Brad Dahlke, Melosi. There's some real fun ones in there. I just think you throw Paige in, you get the female, you know, you sprinkle in the female demographic, and you just got.
Yeah. Is that the end of it, Mikey?
That's it.
Let's hear it.
All right. I went first. Joe took third. Bob went second. Bob, with the rare, wanted the second pick. With the first pick, I got Gruden. I got the Jet, Francis Ellis, Frankie Borelli, and Duke. Bob has Joey D, FP, Wesley Bryan, Chaz, and George Bryan, correct?
Yeah.
Joe, with the three pick, has Bob, Grant Horvat, Biz, Mason Nutt, and Paige Spiranek. Joe's list is tough.
Yeah, that's a loaded roster, man.
I just thought you guys were going to wait to take, like, your own guys for a little while.
I didn't think you'd come right out
of the gate and just do that. I would have fucking...
See, the problem I had is...
I'm in trouble.
So the problem I had is I wanted Bob out of the gates, and I would have wanted FP, but I didn't want to make it too, like, Bob to sports-centric. I would have wanted to wait to get him and maybe try to get him later, but obviously I knew that he was going to get taken, but... I think you got with the way that I try to set up, you got some characters, you got some elements of really good.
I would have been curious if we did by skill who would have went where, because different stock went up and down throughout the Internet Invitational. I don't think people would have wanted Quan as high up.
Peter Finch would have been a lot higher.
I'll give you another one that would have gone.
He's another guy who, by the way, he's another one who I was contemplating put on the list because he's got charisma, he's got great personality, and he's a fucking hell of a golfer.
Yeah, Roger Steele stock.
Oh my god, went high, yeah. Really high. You
know? Michael, I thought you fared well.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted Gruden. That was like my number one get was to get Gruden.
Dude, he is just what an ad he is to the whole thing. I mean,
by the way, Keith Yandel is a great pick right now.
I also was eyeing Biz and Yandel.
If I didn't take Biz, I would have gone Yandel because I actually think Yandel, his golf is so good lately. He's playing good. I think he's going to be one of the higher picks this year. Because he's playing his ass off.
Not only will I not be a captain after losing it, I will now go dead. I mean, I'll be in the back burner. Somebody might get me for vibes, maybe higher than I should be.
Oh, we'll be very high, Bob.
But I don't know about that, Petey. I mean, vibes may be one thing, but certainly not skill. Fellas, anything else we need to touch on?
Busy day today, Bob. Very busy day today. They got me up and down with these sports, man. It's crazy, bro.
I do want to see you, Mikey. I'd like to see some videos. If you could have Holly video, I'd like to see you out there coaching.
I hit Wink up already because we're talking some strategy. Me and Wink are talking some strategy, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Oh, if there's anybody who gets it, it's Wink, man. Wink is one of the best.
He is.
But anyway, dude, listen how they're dragging me today, Joe, because you're gonna be doing that. I know you say your kids aren't going to do anything. They're going to do stuff. 11:15 in the morning, flag football team pictures. 1 p.m., Gabriella, T-ball game. 6 p.m., Dominic, flag football game.
This is the it's the whole fucking day. They got you the whole fucking day. They got you.
Sports is understandable. That's something.
But they got you the whole day, Joe. It's crazy.
The pictures. The pictures. What are we doing with the pictures? Just take the picture.
Team picture.
But take the picture before the fucking game, man. What are we doing,
Joe?
What are we putting this out? We putting this out for in an episode of the fucking ESPN? Like they're gonna show the flag football picture. Like
Buccaneers do look pretty good this year. They do look pretty good. I'll say.
Joe, that. I just like what I saw. Like that's a huge no for Luca growing up, like that you just will not participate in or like have what? Him do. I don't know. Is there anything
birthday
like,
parties? Bobby said he's not going to.
Well,
any
no. It's gotta be like if he's going to birthday parties, not like some random mill of the class that nobody cares about. It's gotta be a close friend of his who's celebrating a birthday.
Random mill of the class.
Like, you know how I'm saying, like they have these birthday parties where I'm saying like there's these classes of 30 kids. Like there's a one kid that he's not even really close to, but they invite the whole class.
How could how could you know if he's really close to him or not when let's say he's 4 or 5 years old?
Best friend, Luca? They tell your best friend.
Their best friend changes on a daily basis. They got a new best friend every day. It's hysterical. Gabriella does it every day. She's like, oh yeah, she's my best friend. Oh yeah, she's my best friend. I'm like, well, how many best friends do you have? 30?
Fun. No, you can't. That's not allowed. You can't have 30 best friends. What are we doing here?
G baby.
It's like picking a best friend is like picking a favorite ice cream. You got to be committed to it. You don't just fucking.
Well, apparently, I didn't do that too well. That's for damn sure.
Bob, I respect. It's not shaming. I just respect Bob's food game so much. For him to say cotton candy is his top two flavor is
atrocious. Mikey came on here not long ago and said, people shouldn't golf shame when you go out there and like you should be understanding if everybody like where they come from and their
ice cream shame.
And not everybody could go pick up a golf club and fucking hit a ball, you fucking moron. Ice cream. Any fat fuck could stuff ice cream in his mouth. There's no skill involved with that. That's a terrible analogy.
I beg to differ. Sometimes
with the cone, the way the cone drips, you got to lick it around.
Dude, you're outrageous. When it's melting in that Florida heat in the golf cart when you're transporting it back.
I will say to Mikey's point, like, the rocky road and cotton candy. Like, what if the cotton candy drips onto the rocky road?
Disgusting
combination.
Disgusting. 100%. Disgusting.
Yeah. Like, if you're doing it in a bowl and it's separated, that's fine. If it's in a cup, it's all mixing.
The problem is his other three flavors he named. These are flagship ice cream flavors: chocolate, rocky road, cookies and cream. These are classic flagship flavors, and then to put cotton candy in there, it's just like he could say like it's a personal favorite of mine, but for him to say it's his second favorite, it's just you can't rank it too. You can't. I'm sorry.
I gotta say it like it is for me. I
really
do.
I respect it.
I got no choice, man.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I get my balls broken about chocolate chip mint sometimes. I feel like people, I put that at number one and people freak out about it.
Bob's going to be like the official face of every carnival yes. fucking cotton candy.
There will be a cotton candy ice cream.
He's going to be fucking in what do you call it? Like the Disneyland. He'll have his face plastered on the
cotton candy cream cheese coming to you soon at Bob's.
Wow. By the way, Mikey, I heard about it. Mikey and I might be doing Disney World soon, Bob. We might be doing it.
I tell you what, you want to talk about something that would do numbers. Me and Joey D around Disney World for a little bit.
Bob would come just to watch.
Yeah, he would. Sick fuck. Sir, where are your children? No, I'm just here to watch.
Just here. Yeah.
That would be wild.
That does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next time.